we're beginning our Gemara. I picked the sixth parak of Brachot because I taught this in high school, and it has a lot of the facts. The information is relatively easy. A, B, there's a lot of series of individual questions, thought questions. So it has. So obviously they're related, but it doesn't mean you have to go through lots of. You know, you have to go through a whole piece of a Gemara to have information which is isolated, which is user-friendly. You know what I'm saying? So it's a very good subject matter to do analytic Gemara on. You know what I'm saying? I picked that. And I did it with the students. They enjoyed it. So it's a win-win-win.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll maybe do a little skipping, but fundamentally we'll keep on going. So it has a... So let's take a look at the Mishnah here. Okay, let's take a look at the Mishnah. Read.
K7 Mevorachim Al HaPeirot. Do you want me to translate or just read?
Sure, yeah, translate.
Are we just doing it with the R scroll?
You can do that, or whatever you want.
K7 Mevorachim Al HaPeirot. In what manner does one recite the blessing of fruits? Al HaPeirot HaElon HaLomer. On the fruits of trees, one says, Chorei Priya Eitz, the one who raised the fruit of the tree. Chutz Min HaYayin, except for wine. She'al HaYayin Hu Omer, or on wine, one says, Chorei Priya Gafen, wine, the one who creates the fruit of the vine. Yel Peirot HaAretz Hu Omer, and on the fruits of the grounds, one says, Chorei Priya Adama, the one who creates the fruit of the grounds. Chutz Min Apas, except for bread. Sh'al hapas hu omer, from bread one says, nebutilach min ha'aretz, the one who brings forth bread from the ground. V'al ha'irakot hu omer, and on greens one says, bered pri ha'adama, the one who creates the fruit of the ground. Rabbi Yehuda omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, bered minei disha'im, the one who creates species of herbage.
Right. Okay, let's take a look at... Let's take a look at first Rashi.
Okay.
Top right.
Ketzer Mevorchin, the...
V'chulu, etc. Chutz Min HaYayin. So on fruit of the tree, you make a bar for each, except for wine. Go on. You get, now Rashi gives a theory why. Why?
Shemitoh Shiroso Kavu Lo Bracha Lazma Bachin Apas.
Okay, good. So what is Rashi's implied question? What is bothering Rashi? Why are you making a separate bracha on wine and on bread? In other words, if you're making a bracha, which we'll get into more generally, the Gemara opens up the area a little more for fruit of the tree. So, wine is a fruit of the tree, right? So the grapes are grown, and you grow. And as you know, or may not know, they grow two kinds of grapes. Grapes call them their table grapes. Grapes you eat you know, for their own thing, and then you have grapes which are made for wine, right? And those grapes are small and very sweet. So if you squeeze wine, the grapes, regular wine grapes, and you produce wine, the product of the fruit, you know, the fruit is the wine, is that juice. So you should make a bar for eights on it. So here comes Rashi, says, why did the Chachamim establish a new bracha for wine? Mito chashivuso, because of its importance. And also by bread. Bread should also be a borei pri adama. The product of the wheat, which you're making, is the bread. make a bari pre-adama on bread, because it's the product of the wheat which grows on the ground. You should make a on the bread, but yet it gets a motz lechem in arts. So what is the so what's going on here? What's the issue here? Well, first of all, let's start with a more basic question. We'll get into more deeper. What's the first question you can ask on the things? What is a bracha? What are you achieving here? What's happening here? So let's just translate the words. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the universe, who created the fruit of the tree. So what are you simply doing? What are you accomplishing?
Do you want me to answer that?
Yeah.
That you're blessing God for creating this product, creating the tree whereby you could get sustenance from.
Well, what do you mean by you're blessing God? What does blessing mean? Let's define that term.
Is it a certain recognition?
Well, blessing means to give extra good. If you receive a blessing, that means you receive extra benefit, extra good. Right? So then the idea of bracha in regards to Hashem seems to be absurd. You can't give God anything.
Right.
So when you're saying, because that's why you say Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem. In other words, you are the source of blessing. So blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the universe, who created the fruit of the tree. You're recognizing the blessedness, if you will, the goodness that you're gaining from Hashem. Right?
Yeah.
Now, essentially, so let me ask you a question. Why don't I say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Kim Bechalam, Borei HaSandwich. God creates the sandwich, Borei HaDanish, Borei Ha, whatever the noun is you're eating, Borei HaSushi. You're not doing that.
No.
Why not?
It seems like we're blessing God on a certain universals, not specifics.
Well, it is particularized because we go from the fruit of the tree, it has its own bracha, the fruit of the ground has its own bracha, and the fruit of the there's a debate whether vegetable, things that grow on the ground, herbs, let's say, do they get a separate bracha? So you seem to have all the. Then you have two. You have three. You have two categories of bracha: bread for eight, bread for adama, and then derivations on that. Two subcases is bread for agafen and a motzi lechem in haaretz. So. Let's look at the next Rashi here, because he brings up some additional information that might be helpful to open this up a little. Borei minei d'shayim. So Rabbi Yehuda would make a separate bracha on these, on vegetables. Number two, Rashi number two. Lefisha yesh b'chlal pri adama d'shayim uzuraim kagon kitniyot. Since within the category are fruit of the ground, like herbs or Zeraim, like sort of, Zeraim means literally seeds, but things that grow from the, you know, like a small plant can go to kidney, like beans. They can be subterranean. They grow in the ground. Rabbi Yehuda demand that every distinct species would get its own blessing. Okay? In other words, he held, so the machlokas does, do we make a anything grows in the ground, which is not a tree, is just a brekri adama, which is what we, what's our position, or if it's a distinct species, like if it's herbs, it should get borei mine disha'im. Now one thing's clear, but we don't go down, but nobody maintains, they go down to the, as you said, the particular level. You're at least going to go down to the class level, right? So what's the idea? But I think there's a concept here about praising Hashem, which is, well, here's my, I'll give you a hint. Would there be a bad thing if I said, Borei Hash Sushi? Blessed you, God, our God, King of the Universe, who created sushi. Or created a watermelon. Or any particular noun. Or is there a benefit to keeping it on classes? Fruit of the tree, fruit of the ground, and possibly fruit of the, you know, herbs, herbs and spices. Herbs, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to be a bad thing.
Yeah, why?
I guess because you're recognizing that God set up like certain systems.
Ah!
You can't like thank him for every freaking particular of every,
You could.
But then it's probably detracting from the beauty of the systems. And
correct. Stuff. That's a lack. Because God does not create, you know, an apple, an orange, a fish, beef, as individual entity flying around in the universe, he creates a system. We say in the benching, Hazanah Sol Kulo, he gives substance to the entire world. He has a delivery system. So it's a greater praise of Hashem that he creates species. And we're praising for the fruit of the trees. There's a system, there is a whole network of trees, fruit trees, that provide man's sustenance. And before you engage, even before you eat of that and enjoy that, you need to make the blessing on it. Okay? All right? So that's a very important point. Really, if you go too micro, it's a lack in the praise, lack in the shevach. First of all, let me ask a new word I just used: shevach, praise. What is praise? Again, we're getting our terms. You know what I'm saying? We're getting our terms down. What is shevach? What does praise mean? What is to praise something? You tell your wife, honey, this shawl is the best shawl I have ever tasted. What's shevach?
Say it's good.
So what is it? Is praise just identifying the good?
I mean, identifying certain perfections that God has.
Yeah, so you're identifying the excellence in something. Right? Shevach, praise, is identifying the excellence in an object. So obviously, if you identify greater excellence, it's a greater praise. Right?
Yeah.
So therefore, if I said Borei a sandwich or beret a tuna fish or beret a plum, it would lack the shelah because it's not identifying that he creates the fruit. It's a fruit of the tree. You know what I'm saying? So that's the basic principle. Now, but there's a contradiction here. But what does get its own specific brachos? There are two contradictions to that.
Each subsystem.
Well, what's the contradiction to that principle? Because Bara creates and Bara Priya Dhamma.
I mean, they both come from the ground.
No, but there's two brachot which seem to contradict that principle.
Which principle?
Of identifying. So one of them say you identify the excellent. So if I go to micro, then it's a lack of shell because I'm not identifying the excellence of his delivery system. God does not create individual apples. He creates a system of not just apple trees, but fruit trees. Worldwide. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But you see that the Chachamim were masaking a specific racha, borei pri hagafen, the fruit of the vine. And borei moti lechem in aretz. On wine and on bread, they made their own specific bracha. And what does Rashi say? What's the reason? Shemito chashivuso.
The importance.
Right. So, what is the importance of wine and of bread? And the Gemara will later on expand upon it. So, we're just following Rashi's lead here. You know what I'm saying? So the basic point here is that what does it mean is chashiv? It's important. Chashiv in what is it important in what realm? Important in man's experience? In what way is wine important in man's experience?
Bread, I mean, that's like, you know, the ultimate feeling of satiation is the bread. Bread.
Right, so that's a staple.
Right, and like on Pesach, when you can't eat bread, you feel like you're always hungry.
Right, so it's
I heard you say that one.
Right, that's true. In other words, bread, and it's a pasuk in Tillim, actually, that says, the Gemara is actually, I'm jumping ahead, the Gemara is going to quote the Psukim, but we'll do a little...
God always overcompensates.
Exactly.
God overcompensates if you can't have bread.
That's it. That is the absolute emes, my friend.
Wine has a certain feeling of goodness, of like happiness, joy.
That's exactly right. So there's a pasuk in Tehillim, in the 104th chapter of Tehillim, which I'll read it to you. Let's grab my... if you can see, do you see it on the screen? Do you see my screen?
Yep.
It says, V'yayin yisamach levav enosh, v'lechem levav enosh yisad. Yayin, wine, makes the heart of man rejoice, right? V'lecha levav enosh yisad, and bread satisfies the heart of man. So that puts it very clearly. So David HaMelech identifies the key feature of yayin and simcha. Guy has a rough day, or a rough week, it's Friday night, pours himself a nice glass of wine, you know, leans back, you know, takes the edge off. And who does not need that? Second, guy has a nice, cuts a nice thick piece of challah, you know, dips it in his favorite dip, or maybe in the chicken soup. You know, or has a nice big sandwich, a nice sandwich, like a pastrami sandwich, right? You know, the bread makes it. At least in the Western culture. Obviously, you can ask me, what about the Chinese culture that has rice? All right. They've been suffering for the last 4,000 years. What can I tell you? They were deprived of the experience of bread. I don't know what to tell you. So the bottom line is that those are the key features. So they are the foundational staple elements in the Suda. They make up the Suda. And as such, that since even though qua God's biological system, there really no difference in regards to the sustaining element of a fruit tree which produces apples and oranges and plums or grapes. It's the same thing, right? But that food for us is foundational, and the whole purpose of the brachos is to recognize Hashem's tov to man, that he's a meitiv, that he gives man sustenance. He's a zanas hakol. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, they were masaking a separate bracha, even though qua delivery system, it's the same delivery system. Borei pri eitz, borei pri gafen. You know, so they're because of man relates to it differently. The machayev is man's unique relationship to it. Chashev. Therefore, it's machayev. They found that would be a wonderful opportunity to recognize that, highlight that, and they formulated an additional bracha.
Is that the basis of why we do these different brachas? It's based upon the way man relates to the different things? Borei pri eitz, borei pri adama.
Well, you see, in part.
So I thought it was based upon like the way this stuff is grown. I thought, like, you know, since it comes from the ground or it comes from the tree.
It does. Well, that's the whole chiddush. That's exactly the whole point. In other words, you would think that she really would not. It should not make a difference. So borei pri eitz, right? So so that's the deal. But that in other words, the Chachamim added. It's not just a principle of recognizing the tov of God's blessing via the fruit tree system, either the fruit tree system or the fruit of the ground system. They were subspecified that, even though those brachas would apply to both wine and by bread, it was machayev. They obligated us due to its unique role in man's culinary experience to make a separate bracha for bread and a separate bracha for wine. It seems to me that the Chachamim who created the idea of bracha, because we're going to find out later on, the only bracha from the Torah is Birkat HaMazon. Ve'achalta, ve'savata, uve'arachtes Hashem Elokecha. Al-Arta Sharon Atan Lach. And you will eat, and you'll be satisfied, and you'll bless Hashem on the land that He gave you. So the essential bracha is on God, is on bread. On the satisfaction of bread, after you've eaten it already. Here, the brachas Rishonos, we're going to get into it. This will be our next class, and the deal will go into the Gemara part. We'll get into the element there where we're going to understand deeply what was their motivation for creating this institution of what we call brachos Rishonos, first blessings, or Birchas HaNenin, blessings on enjoyment. Okay? So that's the, but you see, there's a phenomena the Rashi has to give you is, because he says, Chutz Min HaYayin, you make the Bor Priya, because if you just had the principal Bor Priya of eights, you would make it also on wine. It's the fruit of the tree. The wine tree, or the wine vine. So that's it. So you see, that's a new principle. The principle is not simply on the essence, the manner of delivery of the tov, but as well as man's relationship to it. It's chashav. It's chashav in what regard? In man's relationship, it's yain yitzamach levav enosh, v'lechem levav enosh yisad, and it satisfies the heart of man. Is this clear so far?
Yeah, so far it's clear.
Okay, so the key point is that while the Rabbi Yehuda guy who want to make a third blessing for the other species of like herbs, things that grow or like grow in the ground.
Right, there's probably no fruit attached to the plant. It's just.
Well, that's a good question. But since it's, if it's a discernible min, well, that's a good question. What's the machlokas there between the Tanakhama and the Rabbi Yehuda? Because they're all fruit of the ground. But apparently, Rabbi Yehuda wanted to subspecify the whole min the min, every single species. But he didn't specify. He didn't want to say every particular. Nobody maintained that, because by doing that, as we explained, that would take away. By being overly specific, you're losing the excellence of Hashem's delivery system. You know what I'm saying? So it's Borei Minei Deshayim. So that's the main thing. Okay, so let's. Let's think about that for a second. I think, first of all, let's get the facts. What are dishayim? So herbs, things that grow out of the ground, but they actually, the things are the fruit themselves, or they're actually underneath the ground. In contrast to melons and pumpkins and thing where the fruit is actually, you know, it's on the ground. You know what I'm saying? So the question is on a potato, you know, something inside the ground. You know?
Well, that's... Deshaim?
Well, you see, deshaim means herbs, and zraim and seeds. So, I don't know, so the question is... That seems to be a separate... He wants to argue a separate species. And if it's a separate species, it should be differentiated further from the fruit of the ground. That's what he's arguing.
How do you get potatoes out of Deshaim?
I'm wondering.
Okay.
He just says one example, kidney oat are beans. Unfortunately, I'm not a botanist. I don't know how beans grow.
Beans, they grow like a vegetable. They grow like a cucumber on the ground in a thing that shrivels up at the end of each year.
So they're above ground?
Beans are above ground, correct. I used to grow them.
All beans?
Yeah.
Okay, let me take a look here.
I don't know whether it'd be different than another type of vegetable, though.
So what's the differentiator? What's the distinction? Why is he saying that the machayav is a separate bracha? It's a discernible species difference. So that's what he's saying. If it's a separate species, the machayav is a separate bracha. But a melon, that's a bracha for Yadama. Herbs and kidney oats, those are now does the Arch Scroll give a specific case there? Does he have his note? He sometimes has the good notes just for information wise.
I Rav Yehuda requires a higher degree of specificity with regard to blessings. Thus, he considers the blessing of one who creates the fruits of the ground inappropriate for herbage, such as cabbage and other greens, in whose cases the plant itself is eaten as food, and for seeds, such as grains, legumes, and the like, whose seeds are eaten rather than the plant itself. Thus, he rules that the specific blessing, one who creates species of herbage, is recited on greens.
But that Rashi said kidney are lentils. You know what I mean? Right, I want to do a little research on that. Alright. But the bottom line is, just in a descriptive way, in other words, there's a lack in your declaration. In other words, when you make a bracha, you're making a declaration. You're declaring, you are focusing your attention on God as Bore. And for Rabbi Yehuda to not be specific and not to articulate a unique goodness of Deshayim versus Pri Adama would be a lack in you as being the blesser of the recognizing of the Tov of Hashem. That's a basic principle. I'm not clear exactly where do Bore Pri Adama products end and Pri and Deshayim end up. I don't have a clearness of the facts there, because you were saying, the note guy was saying that it's something that you eat themselves, like a lettuce. Where a thing grown, that's a deshayim. But kidney oath, I thought, is always translated as lentils. So that would not—that's something separate. All right, we'll pick this up. I'll do a little more on this for next time. And we'll go on into the Gemara there. We get into some of the more broad, the key stuff here.